Welcome to Business Video Marketing Strategies, expanding your business exposure with video and other hot social methods. Hello, I'm David Cummings, and I'm very excited about business video marketing strategies. Video can showcase your business or venture with ease, highlighting your most valuable message by way of pictures, motion, and video voiceovers. A picture is worth a thousand words, as they say, and a video is worth a thousand pictures, if you could take that further. So you can literally portray your message in only seconds or minutes with the right video presentation. People really connect with video, and it is social proof all over the internet. And that's why I'm so excited about video and what it can do for your business and marketing strategy. I trust you'll enjoy the show.
Getting started with video, making sure that you can do the best video possible for your business, and getting things in order correctly right up front so you don't have the frustration and worry about doing things over and over again. There's a lot of things to consider, and if you get all of these correct in the beginning, it's going to make everything a lot smoother and a lot more enjoyable. There's actually 14 points to look at and incorporate and do properly right throughout the whole process. So let's have a look at these right now. There is the equipment and the props, the camera, the microphone and audio, lighting, editing software, the setting, your film crew, the message or what you're trying to say to your audience, the type of video, customer benefits, the length of the video, preparation, the producer, and the website platform or the medium it's going to be sitting on. Now let's get right into these because there's a lot of information to cover and we want to make sure that you get every nugget of information possible. All right, hold on to your seats, let's go. Okay, just a word of warning though, because there is so much information that we have to cover, I'm going to be racing through it as quick as we can, but I also want to make you aware that we need to cover this in further training sessions and further information is going to be available because we can't cram it all in to less than 30 minutes. This is such a big topic and yet we're trying to do a little bit of justice to it. So bear with us as we go through and keep an eye out on further training sessions and further talk back about it because it can really blow your socks, especially when you get it correct. Okay, now the first point is equipment and props. When you look at equipment and you're going to be doing a video face-to-face with a video camera on you, you need to consider what props that you'd be using. And you'll be holding something in your hand which is synonymous with your business. You need to make sure that it can fit in with whatever your business is. If you're a builder, for instance, you'd want to have a hammer and a hard hat, some sort of work attire that looks correct, and that sort of thing. Now, another prop or equipment part is clothing. You need to make sure you dress properly for the occasion. If you're a health practitioner, you don't want to be wearing shorts and singlets, and that's not really professional. You'd want to be smart casual, even have some sort of white shirt on and that sort of thing, which represents health, cleanliness, and that sort of thing. Now, another prop you should be very aware of and careful of using is animals. If you're going to use animals in your story or your video, then make sure that you time this correctly because animals can be very difficult to work with. They do their own thing, they don't listen, they can be noisy, they do what they want, totally different to what you want them to do usually. So just realize that the props and the equipment doesn't make the story, it enhances the story. This includes the props around you, the props that you hold, and animals that might be used in your story as well. Right, the next point on video production is the camera. Now you'll be using some sort of digital camera and you've got to make sure that it is suitable for what you want it to do. There are many different types. You can get expensive cameras, big cameras, you can get small cameras and very inexpensive cameras. You can do so much with a smartphone and the quality of the cameras these days is fantastic. You can literally film yourself using your smartphone and get away with it rather well. You can also look at these things as whether it's a mid-range or whether it's a HD camera. Now, I don't recommend you going out and buying the most expensive camera. What I do recommend is getting a camera which is suitable for your story. If you're going to be incorporating yourself in a video, then make sure that you are not going over the top. You might even be on the video for only 30 seconds. You might be on the video for half an hour to an hour. That's fine. Just make sure that your camera suits your needs. I personally recommend you using a mid-range camera, like a flip camera, which could cost you 50 to 100 bucks. It might be a HD camera. That's fine, provided you use it correctly. Right. Now, the other aspect is whether you'll be doing close-ups and portrait shots or whether you're doing landscape shots. Now, if you're doing close-ups, then you want to make sure it's rather clear. So perhaps a HD camera might be a bit more suitable. But if you're just doing landscape shots, which are far in the distance, or you're walking, you know, meters away, well, then a mid-range flip camera is going to be quite suitable as well. Don't get too hung up on cameras, though. Right, the next major point we've got to consider is your microphone and your audio. When you're doing filming, you've got to consider the background noise. You've got to make sure you speak audibly. Is your voice clear? Are you using proper diction? Is the microphone picking you up well enough? Now, you can go get a specialized microphone and use it quite fine, or you can just use the microphone on your video camera, which might be very suitable. You've got to consider what noise is in the background. And there's two things to consider here. Is it an omnidirectional microphone or a unidirectional microphone? Now, a unidirectional microphone picks up the sound generally from one direction. And a lapel mic, similar to this one here, or a handheld microphone, which is unidirectional, picks up the sound from you generally only. And you might have to have a windsock on it if it's windy. Where an omnidirectional microphone, which is usually in your video cameras, picks up sound from all around. And the worry about that is that you might be getting a lot of background noise. And even if you're in a shut, closed room, you might get some noise from outside. It might be some birds chirping or some dogs barking or a noisy car driving past. An omnidirectional microphone will pick that up. So just consider those things. And once you've done the filming, have a good listen afterwards, turn the sound right up, and see what you can hear. It's quite alarming when you don't really realize it at the time until you go back and listen afterwards. So there's good sounds and there's bad sounds. Just realize that afterwards you can edit a lot of the sounds out as well. It just is more time consuming and takes a lot more work. So it's best to get it right first up. The next aspect that we have to consider in our video marketing production is the lighting. Now, have we got the correct lighting? Can they see your face? Have you got lots of dark shadows everywhere? Is there casting shadows behind you? You've got to consider this, that what you see on the replay is what your audience will see as well. You might need to set up some extra lights to shine on your face to balance the light from one side to the other. You might need some extra professional lighting. You might have to bounce some lighting off some other walls, etc., to balance the whole lot out. Now, I find that the best lighting to have is natural lighting. If you've got lots of natural sunlight coming through the windows, it really does help out. It shows your face very well, it gives you good color, and it highlights your expressions very well as well. Don't get too hung up on lighting as well. As long as you're clear and you can see yourself, then that should be sufficient. You've got to consider if it's cloudy and dark. Can they see your face? The lighting spectrum is another aspect as well you've got to consider. And that is, do you have a lot of yellow light in your picture? Or is it a lot of white light in your picture? A balanced natural light is always the best. If you have someone filming with you, they can see this through the camera view as well, and you don't have to necessarily retake things all the time. So balancing the light is very, very important. If you want to have a great video, then use all of these criteria. Okay, number 5 is editing software. Now, you can do your filming and your shots all the time, that's fine, But at the end of the day, you need to edit it. You need to chop out the bad bits or merge it and transition it, crop it, put in some extra bits and pieces here and there. Now you need editing software to do so. Editing software can crop, edit, cut, splice, transition, do screen capture, do all of this stuff all in one. And there's many different types you can get. You can get the free stuff, which may have a few hang-ups, but you can still use it rather well. Or you can get the paid versions as well. Now there's different examples, like on the PC you could have Movie Maker, or on a Mac, iMovie, or Camtasia. Now Camtasia is a cross-platform system as well. You can use it on a PC or a Mac, and it allows you to capture stuff on your screen, like if you're looking at some websites. It can also shoot and capture your face. And you can join the two together. You can add some extra pictures in afterwards, transition, fade outs, fade ins, and all those sorts of things. It's very important to get the editing software correct. But whatever you do, make sure it's as simple to use. Easy to use is definitely the way to go. If you use something too complicated, you will get bogged down in the way and you won't find the time to actually do it properly. You'll do yourself an injustice. So make sure it's simple to use. Okay, number six. The setting. When you're filming yourself with video, you've got to make sure that your setting is correct. Now, if you're doing a business video, you might want to go outside of your business place. You might want to film outside of your business building. You might want to film inside your business building, surrounded by your colleagues or your workstation. Or if you're a builder, you might want to film directly outside of your worksite with some construction equipment around. You just have to check that you can actually film in certain areas. You might be restricted by certain lights or certain times of the day, but the point is that your business setting should suit your business. And you have to be careful of noisy environments. You have to be careful about what's in the background, because you might be filming yourself and thinking, yeah, this is great video, and some other crazy stuff might be happening in the background, which you're not aware of at all. If you're beside a busy freeway, then people will hear that coming through the video probably a lot louder than what you really expect. If you're under a flight path of an airport or something like that, you might get planes flying overhead. It's all a matter of picking your site. Now, just because you're filming for your business, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to film outside of your business. You might use a different setting which is similar to your business. It's got a nice garden or a nice building in the background, nice people around in the city square somewhere, by the water, whatever it is. You don't have to film outside of your business. Just realize that on film, the video itself, people are fixed by this. So you could maneuver your film around, or your video around, to pick up one aspect of your background only. And that's very important. Now, if your business video is all about screen capture and you're just filming what's happening on your computer screen, like websites and slideshows and that sort of thing, then you need to make sure that you've got everything else and out of the way. You don't want distractions. What you see on your computer screen, others will see as well. You need to make sure that it is clear, it is non-distractive, and people are not going to look over here when you want them to look over here. So zoom in a little bit closer so people see exactly what you want them to see. So the setting, it's got the aspects of lighting, night or day. You can film before work starts, before all the busy crowd comes in. Whatever it might be, make sure you pick the setting correctly. Rightio, we'll be back in seconds after this short message.
Want to get the right tools for your internet business at one place? Get access to thousands of articles and software and even how-to help training videos? It's now available in one spot at the membership site that just keeps on giving. There's even complete PLR there for you to start using right away. Easy, fast, and effective. www.mywealthyweb.com/join. You'll become very powerful in your niche with the right tools. Join today. It's free.
Okay, the next big aspect we've got is the film crew. Now, this might seem a little bit strange, but it's very, very important. If you understand that you are going to be the film crew with no one else around, you're just filming yourself, well then you will be restricted on what you can do with your camera. You sort of got to stand in one spot. You can't move around too much because you'll go out of focus or you'll go out of the view. So consider that when you're filming. But if you've got a film crew or a cameraman to actually film you properly, then you can move around and your camera can pan across and follow you as well. You don't have to necessarily stand still. You'll be in focus a lot more of the time. Knowing exactly where to stand and how to stand is another aspect. And your film crew can help you with these things as well. Another aspect of filming or videos is some cameras have the display. And if you're looking straight ahead, some of the displays can actually turn over the other way. And this is really handy if you are filming yourself. But if you're using an iPhone or a smartphone, on the other hand, then you need to make sure that when you're filming, you stand very still. It's not jiggling around and moving around because that is very distracting. People can't get a clear picture of what's happening. It's best always to sit it on something. That way you're not moving it. I always recommend someone else filming you because they can see what is going on a lot clearer. And of course, use a tripod. The next aspect to look at is your message. What are you trying to say? Have you set the points out to make sure that you remember what to deliver the whole message? If you don't set all the points out, then you'll really sort of wander here and there. You need to make sure that your message tells your customers exactly what you want them to hear. That's why it's always best to write it out. You've got to also use the language of your customers. If you're talking to children, you can't use sophisticated educational language. If you're talking to academics, you can't use kiddie language. You've got to have the language suitable for the customer base. That way they understand what you're talking about. When you make your message, it should be short, sharp, and to the point. Don't waffle on about this and that. Make it succinct, clear, and concise. So when you talk, make sure you've used proper diction. You pronounce your words properly, even if you have to round your mouth a little bit to make sure you are clearly speaking. Whatever it is, make sure your message is clear, direct, and to the point, and you're speaking directly to your customer. Not to a camera. You're not speaking to a camera. You're speaking directly to your customer, and that is very important to remember. At the end of your message, you should have some sort of call to action that you want them to do, whether it's click over here, or download a product, or go buy a product, or just to go and visit another website, or to come in and visit you in your store. Whatever it is, you should have a call to action. Make it very clear and concise. The next major aspect we've got is the type of video. Number 9 is the type of video. Now, what type of video are you going to make? Before you go out and start this, you should have an idea of what you're trying to achieve. Are you making a training video? Are you putting together a lead capture video, a sales video, an ad, an introductory video? They all have different meanings and they all do different things. And if you don't understand this, then you will be proceeding at your own peril. You might be going into some sort of introductory video about your business, telling the customer all the benefits about your business, and all of a sudden you're going on and you're starting to sell. Introductory has nothing to do with sales. They all have different meanings and different purposes, and they should be structured accordingly. If you get it wrong, your message won't come through strong enough. So it's very important that you get your type of video correct right from the beginning. And the structure for each of those has to be correct as well. Okay, the next point is number 10, customer benefits. Every type of video needs a customer benefit. Even if it is a simple free product or some sort of free training, it should have some sort of customer benefit. The customer should feel, number 1, that you're doing this for them, that they understand that they're going to get something out of it. And there's a little saying that I heard not long ago, and it's, what's in it for me, or the WIFM factor. What's in it for me? Whenever you where your customer clicks on a video and has a look, or opens up a DVD or some sort of CD, they're going to get some sort of benefit out of it. They want to see that they're going to get some sort of benefit, even if it is just pleasure, even if it is learning something or finding out some new information. That's a benefit. How it can help them, how it can solve their problem, how it can help their emotion, whatever it might be. Just remember the what's in it for me factor, the WIFM factor. If your customer sees the benefits, they are more likely to take up the action which you want them to do. Just remember that customer benefits are not features. Features are totally different to customer benefits. Features are about the product, benefits are about the customer. Get this right and you'll really, really do well. Another aspect we've got to look at is number 11, the length of the video. A sales video will be totally different to an introductory video, which will be totally different in length to a training video. And you've got to look at the different types of videos before you think about how long it's got to be. And that is that your message has to be portrayed right through the video, succinct, clear, and to the point. In other words, an introductory video should only be 30 seconds to a minute, maybe 2 minutes at the absolute maximum. You're just introducing something. Look over here, look over that. We are doing this, come check us out. You'll get these benefits. That's the end of the video. That's an introductory video. A lead generation video may be only 30 seconds through to a minute as well, or 2 minutes at the maximum as well. You just go through a couple of benefits, why they would want to join your list, or why they would want to listen to you, and what they will get out of it. Just remember the what's in it for me factor. Once you've covered that, that's the end of the video. A sales video, on the other hand, will have a call to action as well. A sales video, on the other hand, will be a little bit longer. You need to go through the customer benefits, the pain that the customer might be going through, and how you're going to solve those problems. And it might seem a little bit strange, but you're not actually selling a product. You're selling a solution to the customer, and your product happens to be there as part of the solution. So just remember that the length of the video is synonymous with what you're saying. You should tell the whole message and nothing more. So a sales video could be anywhere from 2 minutes to 10 minutes long. A training video, on the other hand, could be 10 minutes, it could be half an hour, it could be 2 hours. Just be very wary about 2-hour videos though. People's attention span is very, very short. So you might need to cut it down into chunks. Even if it is a 2-hour video, chop it down into half an hour intervals. First chunk, half an hour. Second chunk, half an hour. Third and fourth chunk, half an hour. It's very important to realize that people's attention span do drop off very quickly. And that's why the length of the video is important, because if they start to wane or fall off and lose interest, you need to bring them in with another hook and keep their attention span going. But you don't want to give them too much information, just enough to tell the message. Okay, number 12, preparation. This is very important. We all need preparation. You have to have some sort of list of what you want to say. You have to have some sort of notes. You can't just expect to jump in front of the camera and just go blah, 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 blah and tell your message straight up. You need some practice. Now, if you can jump in front of the camera and go blah, 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 blah and tell the whole message, it's because you already know your message. You know it very clearly and you've probably practiced it many, many times before. So to have a smooth video and to have a whole smooth process, you need to practice these things and be prepared. And being prepared might only take a minute. It might take an hour. It might take 2 hours. It means you need to spend time preparing your equipment, your props, your setting, the sound equipment, the lighting. You need to make sure your notes are correct, what you want to say, what is your message, is it clear? Are you prattling on about nothing really in particular? Whatever it is, practice, go over it, and make sure that your preparation is in order before you even start. If you're doing a screen capture video, on the other hand, you need to prepare these things and have all your relevant windows open, ready to go. Even if they're sitting in the background, when you are ready to go and hit record, You can just go, okay, now we're going to go over to this website, click, and it's already up and running. You don't have to wait for the download issues and those sorts of waiting times. Being prepared is very important, whether you're doing face-to-face, landscape videos, or even screen capture. Preparation is the key. The producer is number 13. Who's calling the shots? Who has the final storyline in their head, even before you start? They understand the whole message, the setting, the actors, and what and where you are. That's the job of a producer. He can see things before it even starts. He knows where the video wants to go. He knows what direction to head in. The producer also knows the mood of the video, whether it's happy, somber, upbeat, professional, fun, or whether it's just direct and to the point. Now, if, on the other hand, you are the producer and you've got no one else to help you, then you need to make sure that you're well prepared. You need to know what shots, you need to know which direction you want to hit to have your video go into. And there's examples for these all around the place as well, and we've even got some as well, that if you have an example to follow for a lead generation video, well, then you can follow that system. If you've got an example sales page video where you want people to go through a sales process watching your video, then you should follow those steps as well. It's important that the producer knows the beginning and the end before you even start. Okay, the next point we've got to look at is the medium or the platform. Now, this is the final major point. You can't fit a 2-hour length feature film onto a CD. It just doesn't fit. You can't put a lead generation video, which is only like 30 seconds long, on a massive DVD. It's an overkill. It just doesn't suit. However, if you're going to put a lead generation video or an introductory video on the internet, then where do you put it? If your audience is only one person, well, that will be totally different than if you have 1,000 people watching your video over time. You might be just doing a video for your staff or your visitors to your business, in which case you might be wanting to send out a CD or a USB. So the questions you need to ask yourself: who is your audience, how many is your audience, and what frequency will they be downloading it? It might be suitable to put these things onto YouTube, and if it's a sensitive video which you only want certain people to see, then you can actually change the settings on YouTube to make it not public but private. You might want to host it on your website. Just be very careful about hosting videos on your own website, because if too many people watch it, it sucks up your bandwidth, in which case you could crash your video and crash your website. There is specialist website servers out there for this, like Amazon, YouTube, the cloud, if you've heard of that. Amazon Cloud is one that I use, and it is great. You've got to consider the medium you're going to be putting your video on. Is it a CD, a DVD, or an online platform? Either way, if you get these correct, it's a lot easier to understand how you're going to be producing your video. All of these aspects will be used right through your video production, and it's all the 14 points. And as you remember, we had your equipment on the props, the camera, the audio and the microphones, the lighting, the editing software, the settings, the film crew, the message, the type of video, customer benefits, the length of the video, preparation, the producer, and the platform. Now, these all work hand in hand, and you can't leave any of them out. So Business Video Marketing Strategies incorporates all of this information. If you want to have a great video, then use all of these criteria. Just remember too that you can download your own free video training course at gethitstoyourwebsite.net. It is a great video course, and it will certainly get you going. Next week, we're going to be delving a little bit deeper into this, and in particular, the equipment, the props, and your setting. I'm very excited about this whole thing, and I hope you are too. I'm David Cummings from Business Video Marketing Strategies. Thanks for joining us.